right, and we're back for another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Pop Culture Cosmos. The Lakers Fast Break, Inside Sports Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please give us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It truly helps us not only with getting more people involved and invested and listening to us right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, it is also from us at everyone involved at the Lakers Fast Break and Lakerholics.com. Truly appreciate it. And saying a big hello out there to everyone that's watching me on YouTube, Facebook Live, also as well, Lakerholics.com. Remember, Lakerholics.com is the place to go for every Lakers fan out there. If they want to go ahead and be part of the conversation, and there's going to be a lot of conversation coming up in the next few days as the NBA gets ready to decide its opponent, that being the Lakers, in the first round. Not quite sure yet. Yes, I know a lot of people already have Portland pegged at this point in time, but this is just after the Lakers game right now. So I want to go ahead and let everybody know that it's still up for grabs at this point in time as I'm recording this, because the Lakers played the early game today and they unfortunately got defeated by the Sacramento Kings 136-122. Offense was on display. Good three-point shooting again for the Lakers, two games in a row. That's nice to see. 42% from the three-point area, but unfortunately no defense to be had. A lot of subs in there, a lot of the guys on the back end of the rotation, a lot of guys on the back end of the bench that you would not normally see. LeBron only played one half. Danny Green only played one half. Anthony Davis, KCP, Alex Caruso, and Kyle Kuzma were all out for the game, all resting, getting prepared for the first round of the playoffs. So I don't know if you can take that much out of it. Deion Waiters scored a team-high 19. LeBron scored 17 while he was in there. Markieff Morris shot well from the three-point area while he was in the game as well. I'm showing everybody right now on Facebook Live basically the stats right there for you from, like I said, LeBron James getting 17 points in limited minutes to Markieff Morris, again, shooting 4-for-5 from the outside. Taylor Horton Tucker got a lot of run, 34 minutes, 14 points for him. Not quite as great on the shooting area, but again, just still a work in progress with him. And again, everybody else you see outlined there with Deion Waiters, 8-for-15, 3-from-6 from three-point area. 19 points, but again, ultimately the defense failed the Lakers, who were up by as much as I believe 10 from what I was checking in on the game from time to time, and unfortunately they fell down by 10 at the end of the half, and it went all downhill from there in the third quarter. Came back a little bit in the fourth, but again, it was for naught as the Lakers fall to Sacramento 136-122. So what can we really take from this game? Not a whole lot. But what I want to go ahead and propose to you out there, and please, I want to hear your thoughts on Lakerholics.com or at Lakers Fast Break or LakersFastBreak@Yahoo.com. If you can, please share us your thoughts on a rotation. I know Laker Tom and I discussed it on our previous post-game wrap-up report as far as making it a 10-man rotation. Do you like to see, possibly with the lack of confidence I think a lot of people have, like myself, and possibly even the coaching staff has as far as the back end of the rotation with that 9, 10, and the 11th player, do you see the Lakers going to like a shorter rotation, like maybe a 7.5, 8-man rotation? And what I mean by a 7.5 is playing three players coming off the bench in the first half and then maybe just settling on just two, subbing in and out in the second for the entire game. So that would mean maybe somebody on one game like a Deion Waiters or maybe someone like a Dwight Howard not playing the second half depending on matchups are concerned. So do you like the prospect of Frank Vogel possibly shortening his rotation further than what many had expected? Want to hear your thoughts on that? Again, that's at Lakers Fast Break, LakersFastBreak@Yahoo.com, or be part of the conversation. You can throw that out there on our pages. In fact, under this post, this very post, which I will update with the audio on, that'll be on Lakerholics.com. Or also you can see the video archived right there for you, either the Facebook video on our Facebook page, Lakers Fast Break, on Lakerholics.com, or our YouTube channel, Lakers Fast Break. But we truly appreciate everybody watching and listening out there. Once again, thank you so much. Again, the Lakers did lose today, 136 to 122. I will be having conversations coming up in the near future with some great guests, including Laker Tom. I'm hoping to get on Jamie Sweet from LakerHolics.com. I'm hoping to get Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies also back on as well, and some more great guests coming up in the near future just before the NBA playoffs begin or as the NBA playoffs begin, to assess what's going on with Lakers. And throughout the NBA playoffs, I'm going to go ahead and make sure we provide you continual reports and updates as well with our thoughts, with our analysis right here from LakerHolics.com, Lakers Fast Break, and so much more. So we truly appreciate everybody watching. Again, if you have any questions, please shout it out to us at Lakers Fast Break. Also as well, LakersFastBreak at Yahoo.com. Or again, our Lakers Fast Break Facebook, YouTube pages, or also as well, you can go ahead and hit us up at LakerHolics.com. Love to hear your comments there. Again, no Kuzma, no Caruso, no KCP, and no AD for today's game. LeBron, one half only. Danny Green, one half only. Defense, nowhere to be seen today, but the offense was actually pretty good today. 40% plus from the three-point area. Maybe that's a sign going forward that the team can be more consistent from outside, which will be sorely needed come playoff time. Lakers fall to 3-5 in the seeding games, and that will go ahead and still get them first place in the Western Conference, but obviously not the way that they wanted to go ahead and have the seeding games. They wanted to go ahead and be a little bit more definitive, I'm sure. But again, do you think that the rotation should be shortened down to maybe, let's say, like I said, 7.5, 8 players? I want to hear your thoughts at Lakers Fast Break, LakersFastBreak at Yahoo.com, or right there at the great place to have a conversation today for all Lakers fans, LakerHolics.com. Want to go ahead and thank you. This is just going to be a quick report. Just wanted to go ahead and give you an update if you didn't get a chance to see the game because it was the early game. Once again, Sacramento defeated the Los Angeles Lakers as the Lakers end their seeding season at 136 to 122. Lakers did shoot well from outside, but again, there's a lot of the back-end rotation players that were out there. As I'm showing people on Facebook Live, they did shoot 42.9% from three-point area. Overall, just under 50%. Hey, that's great. That's pretty good. Kind of enjoy that. Kind of like that. But the defense was nowhere to be found today as Sacramento had an easy time going into the paint, shooting from the outside. They did a good job as far as closing out their season on a strong note, with 44% from the three-point area and almost 57% from two. So that's not a good way to go ahead and play defense and set your defensive tone going into the playoffs. So I'm sure Frank Vogel and the coaching staff will go ahead and try and do what they can to get things fixed. Definitely, because there's some questions abound. Lakers fans have some issues going forward. Again, no Kuzma, no Caruso, no KCP, and no AD for today's game. So you have to put that in context, mind you, but if you have any thoughts out there, we'd love to hear them. Go ahead and shoot us out an email, LakersFastBreak at Yahoo.com, or at LakersFastBreak on Twitter, LakersFastBreak at Facebook, LakersFastBreak on YouTube, or you can just go ahead and be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com. Well, first off, I want to go ahead and thank everybody for being a part of this regular season for us here at the Lakers Fast Break. It's been a tremendous way to get our show off the ground all season long. Had some great conversations. Cannot thank everybody enough who just took the time to go ahead and interview with me or sit down with me and chat about the Lakers, the NBA, the NBA draft. There's much more on the way when it concerns the NBA playoffs, where the Lakers fit, how the Lakers can make it work, plus more NBA draft coverage as we continue. We just love going ahead and talk about the NBA draft. Just truly appreciate everyone out there that took the time to go ahead and be part of the conversation at Lakers Fast Break. And if again, if you have any questions, please hit us up at Lakers Fast Break. Also as well, LakersFastBreak at Yahoo.com. And of course, be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmos Show and the PCC Multiverse.
the better that these Marvel films do, the higher the standards are going to be for not just other films in general, but other Marvel films also.
I think it's really hard to end a show with this many fans in a satisfying way.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmos Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Playing worldwide on radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. Well, everyone, I do want to thank you enough for a solo flight today. No Laker Tom, no Jamie Sweet, no Rafael Barlow, no regular guests, no invited guests today. Just me giving you that post-game report. Once again, Sacramento does end the season for them on a high note, 136-122. A little bit of revenge for Luke Walton? I'm not so sure about that because they're going home and the Lakers are moving on to the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. I know a lot of people are concerned in regards to possibly facing the Portland Trail Blazers, who are riding high off of Damian Lillard's just scorching scoring ability at this point in time. Or could they be facing the Phoenix Suns, who are red hot right now? Again, this was taped just as these really, really important playing games are starting to begin for tonight for who's going to be in the playing games to decide who the Lakers will be faced off against. So today is a very important today. Today is a very important game for not only those teams involved like Portland, San Antonio, also as well Memphis, and of course Phoenix. All four of those teams still have a chance to go get into the playoffs, or at least into the play-in game. So we'll be interested as Lakers fans to see how this plays out and who the Lakers will ultimately play against in the first round of the NBA playoffs. We truly appreciate everyone being part of today's broadcast. Cannot thank you enough. Stay tuned as well for later today. If you're watching in Into Pop Culture, I'll be having the PCC Multiverse later on, taping that today with Josh Peterson here in a bit. But also keep tuned with what's going on in the NBA, and we'll go ahead and give you continual updates of what's going on with the league, with the Lakers, and everything else related to the NBA right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.